everyone. Welcome back with me, Ranindra Aviana. Thank you for clicking on this podcast. In this podcast, I bring back cartoon stories from online books and video on YouTube. I'm very excited when bringing cartoon stories because they are very interesting, inspirational, and have an implied message in it. Reading cartoon story in English can also help you to improve your English skill. Lots of new vocabulary and certain won't be bored because of interesting story and animation or pictures. Okay, I'll read you a summary of the two stories I've read. The first story is the tale of the character who defied Ted. The tale of the doctor who defied Ted tells about a couple of parents with 13 children who live in a rickety house in the middle of the forest. His father was confused about how to support his large family until one day he walked in the middle of the forest and found various creatures such as demons, incarnation of God, and death. He chose death because death would not discriminate against people. Then, Ted offered him to be godfather to his 13th child so that when he grew up, his son would become a doctor and a successful person. They agreed. And when the child grew up, he would be given a special potion to treat all diseases. But with the hard rule that when doctors find sick people and Ted offered their pets, doctor can cure them. But while Ted was waiting at the foot of the bed, it had claimed the patient was his and the doctor could do nothing about it. The boy became very famous for his abilities until one day the king's doctor became seriously ill and he was asked to treat her. However, he lost quickly. Ted is at the foot of the prince's bed. But because the doctor was amazed and fell in love, he healed the princess. Ted angered and took the doctor to a different dimension where it was dark and the story of his greatness was lost like flying ash. Next, to the second story is Mr. Coyote meets Mr. Snail. The story of an old coyote who was tired of walking for hours through the valley. Then he found a large and nice tree to make a place to rest. He asked permission to the big tree to rest in it. After hours of sleep, the old coyote wanted to get out, but the big tree didn't respond in anger when the coyote didn't say please when asking for the big tree to open. The old coyote tried to get out but couldn't, so a woodpecker tried to help pick the tree so the old coyote could get out. Because the tree is too big, the woodpecker picked its bend. The old coyote tried to get out through the small hole by releasing its limb one by one. To the head, he had to remove his ears and eyes to get out. But the eye was found by the raven and taken to a secret place until the old coyote couldn't find it. So the old coyote came out of the tree blind and covered it with rose petals out of shame with other animals. He searched his eyes until one day he met a snail. The snail asked why his eyes were glued with rose petals. The old coyote reasoned that roses were very beautiful, and if a snail would see it, the coyote would hold its eye. The snail is defied, and its eyes are taken away by the coyote. At this time, the snail just walked down with his eyes closed with rose petals. Okay, how's the story? Fun, right? There is a message in each story. The first, We as human must not break promise and must not cheat. Must always be polite, and the basic words that must be applied every day are sorry, please, and thank you. Then, we as human, even though we have very great abilities, will not be able to oppose death, because death will come to anyone under any condition and in various age range. Thank you for listening to this podcast. See you on the next podcast. Bye!